3. Can scientific thinking remove your emotional misery? You can figure out by sheer logic that if you were only, and I mean only, to stay with your desires and preferences, and if you were never, and I mean never, to stray into unrealistic demands that your desires have to be fulfilled, you could very rarely really disturb yourself about anything. Why? Because your preferences start off with, I would very much like or prefer to have success, approval, or comfort, and then end with the conclusion, but I don't have to have it. I won't die without it. And I could be happy, though not as happy, without it. Or your preferences begin with, I would distinctly dislike or abhor failure, rejection, or pain, but I can stand it. I won't collapse. I can still be reasonably happy, though not as happy, if I have these unfortunate experiences. When you insist, however, that you always must have or do something, you often think in this way. Because I would very much like or prefer to have success, approval, or pleasure, I absolutely, under practically all conditions, must have it. And if I don't get it, as I completely must, it's awful. I can't stand it. I am an inferior person for not arranging to get it, and the world is a horrible place for not giving me what I must have. I am sure that I'll never get it, and therefore I can't be happy at all. When you think in this rigid, masturbatory way, you will frequently feel anxious, depressed, self-hating, hostile, and self-pitying. Just stick to your profound, rigid shoulds, oughts, and musts, and you will see how you feel. Are dogmatic and unconditional musts the only causes of emotional problems? No, not exactly. Some disturbances, such as psychosis and epilepsy, may include few musts. Other mental problems, such as severe depression and alcoholism, may involve physical ailments that actually create, as well as are created by, musts and other forms of crooked thinking. But the usual kind of emotional disturbances or neuroses, such as most feelings of anxiety and rage, largely come from grandiose thinking. Even when you have great feelings of inadequacy? Yes.